On Mondays, our business report focuses on technology. Google has transformed itself from the little search engine that could into a major information hub, email service, software developer, and more. It's already the place where most people go to find something on the internet. But Google is morphing into a diversified tech company. New York Times columnist David Pogue spoke to Morning Edition's Steve Inskeep about Google's success.
It's hard to identify on the surface what makes it so attractive to consumers. You go to their website, type in a couple of words, you search.
Indeed, and that was its initial attraction. It was the one search engine that didn't have blinky ads and color, and also it's really important to understand the corporate philosophy, which is don't be evil. They actually tell you this, don't be evil. And originally what they meant by that was when you search for French doors, don't slip ads for French door companies in among the search results so that you can't tell which are genuine information sites and which are paid ads. Google was the first to segregate the ads off to the side and clearly mark them.
As someone who's used Google, it's not entirely clear to me from the outside how they really do make money. How are they making money off me?
Oh, man, they make money hand over fist from that web page search engine. They make money by selling the ads that are off to the side. See, what happens is, let's say you have a small company that makes good luck charms out of rabbit's feet. So you pay Google to bring up your ad off to the side every time someone searches for a rabbit's foot. And every time I, the searcher, click your ad, you pay Google 29 cents or 50 cents or however much they've charged it, depending on the capacity.
As the company has grown and gotten bigger, how is it going to manage to avoid being, as you put it, evil? If they ever were to step into or try to divert the course of the flow of information that goes through this site, millions of searches over the course of any given year, there is a lot of potential evil that could be done.
Well, that's a brilliant point. Google has become Microsoft. Google has become so huge and so important that little movements cause big ripples. For example, Google recently changed, in a tiny, subtle way, the algorithm it uses to bring up certain searches, trying to make it better all the time. Unfortunately, this caused thousands of small businesses to have their profits cut in half, their responses cut in half, or go away entirely because their ads no longer appeared at the same priority level they used to. So there goes their businesses, just from a tiny little rule change by the Google computers. And as they grow bigger and more powerful, every little step they take, like an elephant in the garden, is going to wind up trampling somebody.
Is this a company that is also powerful in the sense of being influential?
Absolutely. There are now a whole raft of Google imitators, one of which is Microsoft, who recently trotted out MSN Search, which could not look more like Google if you ran it through a Xerox machine. Google came out with this desktop searching product that can actually find words inside all the files on your hard drive, and now everyone else has one of those too.
What is the software that Google is now developing and giving away?
The latest one is this thing called Picasa 2. It's a photo editing and cataloging program along the lines of iPhoto for the Macintosh or Photoshop Elements, except it's free. But it's really pretty amazing. It just scans your hard drive for every picture you've got, lets you neatly organize, edit. It's beautiful, and it's really easy to use.
We brought this up on the computer in front of me here, and there's a photograph of, it's a photograph of a hard-hitting interview we recently did here at NPR with Elmo, the Sesame Street character. Elmo's a little dark in the photograph, and we're going to just see how quickly I can correct this. There's a thing called fill light, and I can just move this, light it to the side, and, it brightens the photograph.
It simulates a fill flash that you had. But try this. On that same editing screen, you'll notice there's a button that says, I'm feeling lucky.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Inherited, of course, from the Google website where it says, I'm feeling lucky.
You do this search, and rather than getting 1,000 responses back, you hit I'm feeling lucky, and it just picks one that might be your best choice.
It picks the first result, the most likely one to answer your question. That's right.
Well, you know what? I am feeling lucky, so I will click it. And gradual lightening of this very dark photograph. It looks a little clearer now. I can see Elmo a little better than I could before.
And if you had started with a worse photo, you would have seen colors brightening up, details sharpening up, too. It just does an overall balancing of the whole photo without making you worry about the technical parameters.
So how are they making money off giving away this software?
They're not. They're losing money hand over fist on that baby. They promise they're not going to take away anything they put in it now, and they promise they won't start charging for it. I suspect what they'll do is things like letting you order prints or letting you post your own art gallery website and charging you a small amount by adding those features to the program.
The problem with almost every website that has come up over the last decade or so is that it becomes very hard to make money and keep making money because there can be 1,000 other people who can do the same thing. Do you think that in the long term, Google has some quality that other competitors, like Microsoft, who you mentioned, will not be able to replicate?
I think Google's chances are very good at keeping a step ahead of the competition, although Microsoft truly is breathing down their neck. And the answer, the reason is that Google hires geniuses. They get 1,500 resumes a day. They hire the best of the best and the brightest. And they already have such a massive power position in terms of, you know, eyeballs on the web. So in the short term, I don't expect to see Google going away anytime soon.
David Pogue of the New York Times. Thanks very much.
My pleasure.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. With Steve Inskeep, I'm Renee Montagne.